Hey, folks, it's John Suntris, the host of the Word Balloon podcast here with another tease for an upcoming episode. I had the pleasure of talking to two of the producers of Batman the Brave and Bold animated series. James Tucker and Michael Jelenic joined me for a full conversation, and we'll be bringing you that on Monday. But they also talked about details from tonight's Brave and Bold episode featuring the Justice Society, and I'm sure all of us are very excited to hear the details. So we thought we'd give you this little preview of what's to come on tonight's episode of the Brave and Bold. It'll be playing this weekend on Cartoon Network.
Tomorrow, Friday, we are airing our GSA episode, I think will be fun for a lot of old-time fans. I don't know, James, you want to talk about the who's showing up?
I just want to preface by it's not going to be the whole JSA, so don't write us and tell those guys how could they leave out Sandman, and how could they... They exist. We just, for the purpose of this story, we couldn't hire 20 actors.
How many JSA characters are in the story?
Let's see. There's Black Canary. We reconcile the Black Canary issue, because there's this... Basically, we have the Golden Age and the Silver Age Black Canary in one show.
Nice. And
you'll see how it works out.
Sure.
When we do it. But then we have The Flash, we have Hawkman, we have Dr. Midnight, we have Our Man, and am I missing someone? Wildcat,
of course.
Outstanding.
But it's not so much about the Justice Society as it is. Another thing that goes through this series, I think, is the idea of, there's two things. The idea of legacy, the legacy of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of family amongst superheroes. And those are two big themes that come up in this show, this episode that airs tomorrow. And it shows us how Batman kind of trained to be a hero, and the JSA is involved in that. And it touches on the idea of legacy with, heroes who have been there in this universe before Batman showed up. So it's kind of trying to take the idea of Earth 1 and Earth 2 and blending them together a little.
Sure.
Because, in my head, I'm always trying to see, okay, where the timeline. I'm not a big continuity nut, but since I wanted to use these heroes who are going to be older than Batman, I had to, we had to kind of explain how does that work. So, and in the story, you'll see that Batman was trained by certain JSA members.
And we saw that in the first season where you kind of said that Wildcat was...
Right. So it's something we kind of have teased already.
Yeah.
You get a little more information now, and the villain is Per Degaton.
Awesome.
It's got a lot of goodies in it, and we did a, I don't want to spoil it, but we have a newsreel. Okay, well, I guess. It's really cool. I thought it turned out really well. And the teaser is...
What is the teaser?
The teaser is a character dear to my heart, Detective Chimp.
Ah, yes.
Wow, fantastic.
And Detective Chimp will be showing up multiple times this season.
Hilarious.
That's...
That's an example of me not... I go, there's a Detective Chimp?
Sure.
That is so ridiculous. Let's put him in multiple episodes. But, then the twist on it, it's like, okay, we'll take him completely serious. And not just take him serious, but he's going to be like the coolest character on screen. So he's like Detective Chip meets James Bond.
Yeah.
Carmine Infantino thanks you.
Yeah.
The creator of Detective Chip, absolutely.
Exactly. But, so, again, that's a case where the main story is kind of really serious, but the teaser is fun.
And just silly.
It's silly. It's silly, good silly, though. I prefer to think of it as outrageous and audacious as opposed to just dumb,
So there you go, a little taste of what's to come here on Word Balloon. Make sure you come back on Monday, and whether it's at Newsarama.com, our website, wordballoon.com, or at iTunes, check out the details. We'll give you the full interview with Michael Jelenic and James Tucker, producers and directors of the Brave and Bold Batman animated series on Cartoon Network. You'll be hearing it right here on Word Balloon. Thanks for listening.